friends. Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, 40 for 40, heroism, hunting, and hiking, Matt Elfring. With me as always, also a member 40 for 40, and the Dark Order, Chris E. Hayner. Chris, hi.
Hi, Matt. Join the Dark Order. Join darkorder.com. How you doing, bud? We've been away.
I was away. Do you want a real answer of how I'm doing, or the how you been, bud?
How you been, bud?
There was a receipt in my pocket. Hold on, let's find out where this is from.
Chipotle.
It is from IKEA.
Ooh, what'd you buy at IKEA besides meatballs?
I'm not even gonna get into it. Like, look at how long this is,
Matt. That's a lot of IKEA stuff.
Yeah, we're finishing up my son's room. We're doing great. I literally
have new IKEA stuff behind me.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing about IKEA, guys. It doesn't fall apart like you say it does unless you're terrible at following instructions and building things.
Okay, you say that. However, Matt, what I think I might have mentioned to you this morning, we built a couple of detolfs for my office to display things because I have things to display. And as I picked up one glass shelf to place it, it exploded in my hands.
That's just some bad glass.
It really felt like it. Absolutely. Yeah. But like, it was almost as if a tiny stick of dynamite had been attached to the glass. Cause it just went poof.
There. For me, when I go to IKEA, I like to buy, I'd say, the more expensive type of items. And I say that like we have a, is there anything in this room that's IKEA? There's a couple things in this room at IKEA, but I like to go for more of the higher tier stuff. Like our kitchen table's higher because it really stands up to scrutiny and like you can beat on it. When I was in college, I bought cheap IKEA stuff, the cheapest I could get, and it fell apart. It didn't last like more than a year and a half.
No, I used to have when I was back in California town, I had an IKEA bed. And it was a very, very good bed. Very good bed.
Yes. There's some great stuff at IKEA, guys. I feel like this is almost like it's sponsored by IKEA. It's not.
Although it was my IKEA, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening.
We're here for you.
Hey. No, it was my wife's birthday over the weekend. And I had just gotten back from Pittsburgh from visiting a friend for his birthday, surprising him for his birthday.
You were in the pit.
So I took my wife to IKEA. It's her favorite place to go. I got her a couple nice things, but she really just wanted to go to IKEA.
It's her favorite place to go.
She loves IKEA.
I hate IKEA. I had a panic attack the first time I was in an IKEA, and it's like the first panic attack I remember.
Like, yeah, that sounds right.
Not a fan. But I'll shop online.
I always tell her, like, if you want a divorce, like, we should go to IKEA because I don't have the patience for that place. And I will also have a panic attack and I get mad. Yeah. I mean, like, love IKEA though.
Like that.
I can't handle being around groups of people and especially.
And Swedish words. You hate Swedish words.
Yeah. But I mean, it's more so not everyone walks the way the arrows tell them to walk, and it bugs me because, like, I stand on the right side.
You're right, Matt. I'll tell you what. The time I had a panic attack in an IKEA, there were no arrows, and that's why I literally couldn't find my way out. It was a newer IKEA, and they just didn't have arrows to point the direction. So I just kept walking in circles, and I was like, how do I leave this store? I feel like I'm going crazy.
Welcome to IKEA Talk. There are two IKEAs by me. There's one by one of the biggest malls in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I don't go to.
Okay.
But it has a great floor layout. Then there's the one that's just as far in like southern from me.
Mm-hmm.
When you enter that IKEA, you have to walk through the whole store to get out.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I mean, it's smart, but terrible.
There's shortcuts you can take to kind of jut around if you know where to find those doors, but you have to walk through the whole store to leave. That's 40 miles, it feels like.
That's how they get you, man. It did not sound Swedish, Matt.
Okay, well, that's good. That's cut from the podcast anyway.
Matt, let me tell you about what I got going on this week.
What do you get going on? Do you have vertigo too?
No, Matt.
Praise be.
I'm in the midst of the opening stages of my very own adaptation of Hurricane Heist, the greatest movie of all time. Meaning, I'm my hatches are battened down for a hurricane. Mm-hmm. As you know, I live in Florida. I live outside of Tampa, Florida, which is projected to. By the time you hear this, we'll know if Tampa's still there. It's like Hurricane Ian coming, baby. We had to go. Myself and Lord Pumpernickel had to go do sandbags yesterday. We went and got bags of sand to to put under our doors and the garage door and the back door and everything. Had to shovel our own sandbags, which was easier than I thought it would be. I don't know why I thought it was going to be this horribly complicated thing. We got it down to a science, so much so that there were other people there who were having to do it themselves. Just one person. We're like, oh, let's help them. Let's help them. Let's help them. And then we left just as just as the rain started kicking in. We're recording this Tuesday afternoon. The storm is supposed to really lay it on thick overnight tonight and continue on for a while. I probably won't have power. So, Matt, this might be the last time we talk this week.
Oh, no.
There's no telling.
Well, I can text you. I mean,
yeah, but I can't charge my phone.
No, but you'll still have like a charge for a little.
Yeah, well, I'll hopefully be able to get to my
hopefully
car.
A day.
I'll probably hopefully be able to get to my car.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this is baby's for hashtag Hainer's first hurricane on Twitter. I started tweeting about my experiences with Hurricane Ian. I've never been through a hurricane before. What I've realized is I kind of like the surprise of an earthquake.
Really?
Where you don't know it's coming instead of like knowing it's coming and just worrying about it the whole time.
Like, kind of like
Lord Pumpernickel has talked me down already a number of times from my like, are we going to be okay?
Well, they've gone through a few of these.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, we're in a good position. We're several miles from.
You're not on the bay.
We're not on the beach, but like. Yeah. Tampa is bracing for a potential quote worst case scenario, and I live in Tampa. Yeah. But evidently, like, we're not boarding up the windows, but we also don't have a lot of big windows except for the sliding glass door in the backyard, which like I hope that doesn't break, because then there goes the living room. But yeah, man, it's so weird. Everything is so weird. It's The grocery store chain here, Publix, sells hurricane cakes.
What's a hurricane cake?
They literally decorate a cake to look like the Doppler image of the hurricane.
Oh, I'm into this.
It's amazing. And they write like "Stay Safe, Florida" on it. And I saw it on the internet yesterday. I was like, that's weird. And I had to talk. I was like, I turned to Lord Pumpernickel. I was like, hey, is this a normal thing from Publix? Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, people are freaking out about it on the internet. They're like, people who don't live in Florida are freaking out about it on the internet. People who live in Florida know that this is just Publix tradition.
Yeah.
They make a goof of it. And I'm like, that I honestly think that's kind of dope.
It's the best way to brace for. I mean, because you get when you're in California, you got just earthquakes out of nowhere.
Earthquakes hurricanes, out of nowhere.
You know they're coming. You know that they're either strengthening or weakening. And then the only thing I really have to deal with is we got a storm coming, all of a sudden tornado. So that's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we haven't had too much of that this year, luckily.
It's interesting, though. I have taken to referring to Hurricane Ian as Hurricane Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah. And I will continue to refer to it as such, because for me, it is important to put a face on the thing that I fear.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what's going on with me this week.
Yeah. Like I said, I got back from Portland. Oh, what am I saying? Portland. Pittsburgh. Wow.
The Pit.
I was in Pittsburgh. I did nothing wrestling related. They didn't have TV at my friend's house, so we could not watch.
Gross.
No. They had, like, streaming services. They didn't have, like, cable TV, so I couldn't watch, like, AEW or Raw or SmackDown, which is fine.
Oh, wait a second, Matt. I'm getting hurricane notifications right now.
Oh, no. What's it say? Read it out loud.
Let's see.
Oh, stand back.
Updated hurricane warning for my area.
Yeah.
Full alert. equivalent peak wind forecast is 70 to 90 degrees with gusts to 115 miles per hour.
Jesus.
Early Wednesday until early Friday morning is the window. Window for hurricane force winds is Wednesday till Thursday. Yeah, it's bad. It says act, move to a safe shelter before wind becomes hazardous. There, I'm in, like, I'm not leaving my house.
So it's like, just like the pandemic, you're just not leaving.
It's like the pandemic, except evidently it's going to be like a lot louder and more chaotic, and a tree could fall on my car.
Oh,
so I literally after this record, I got to go get the sandbags out of my car and put them where they needed to go. Cause by the time we got home from the sandbagging place yesterday, it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
And then I got to take pictures of my car for proof of what it looked like before the hurricane, in case it does not look like, in case it does not look like that after the hurricane.
Oh, I know what your car looks like. I remember.
Yeah, it's like
we rode it together.
That's right. You know, car, K-A-R-R.
Yeah, we drove around San Francisco together.
We were just cool dudes driving around the Bay Area like cool dudes.
February 2020.
Yeah, pre-pandemic, kind of, just barely.
The pandemic technically existed.
We just pretended it didn't. Oh, Matt, we've been talking for a while. We have yet to talk about wrestling.
It has been 12 and a half minutes. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I've been reading the Twitters. I didn't watch Raw last night. Okay. That would be the 26th episode, September 26th episode of Raw.
And Monday Night Raw, you mean?
Monday Night Raw, not Tuesday Night Raw.
Must be and Monday.
And lots of people talking about the White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the White Rabbit, it's the song of Jefferson Airplane, I believe.
Do you not know anything about the White Rabbit stuff?
I've been super out of the loop. I know they play it at their arenas, the song.
Okay.
There's vignettes.
Okay, I can explain all. First of all, let's cut to the chase. This week that we don't really have a super planned topic.
We do. Everything's planned.
Listen, Matt, I like to be real with the people. We're kind of doing a wrestling catch up because there's been a lot going on in wrestling and a lot to talk about in wrestling. I have some personal stuff to talk about in wrestling, Matt. I may have bought two AEW action figures this weekend.
Oh, which ones?
I'll show you the first one right now. He Hungy.
Oh, you bought a little Johnny Hungy.
I bought a little Johnny Hungy in the Dark Order jacket.
Oh,
because
that's nice.
I've decided I want to
collect the Dark Order.
Collect the Dark Order. Join the Dark Order.
But enjoy finding Stu Grayson.
But I also got.
Oh no! Oh no! You dropped him.
No, I didn't. I just dropped his title. But I'm working on.
Oh, Brody Lee?
No. Matt, I got Walmart edition colorful cowboy shirt Hangman Page.
With a drink.
With a brandy snifter in his hand. Because, you know, Page is cool, dude. I love Adam Page. I know CM Punk doesn't, but he's wrong about a lot.
You know what? You bought some nice figures. I ended up buying role-playing games, tabletop role-playing games from second use bookstores or whatever.
Oh, which ones?
I got one called Spycraft.
That sounds cool.
Which you play as a spy.
I would hope so.
I got another one called Travelers, which is from the 70s, but it's been updated. That's it's a sci-fi, like, takes place in space game where, like, you create a character. However, you play your character's life up to the point of when the game starts. So, like, your character could fail at everything you want to accomplish.
Oh.
And that's just the character you play.
Oh.
And then I got one called, which I had as in my teens, called Obsidian, which is a cyberpunk game that I love very, very much. That was created by a guy named Micah, who graduated the year before me at my high school and is now a developer at High Voltage, I believe, doing video games.
This sounds fancy.
But I hope Obsidian's fantastic. It's a D6 system, which I'm not too fond of. I'm more of a D20 guy, but that's fine.
Okay. So
anyway,
White Rabbit. Here's what I can explain to you, Matt. Your name's Matt.
whatever.
Here's what I can explain to you, Mike. Yes, as you
Micro Joe, everybody.
As you mentioned, a vocal only track of Jefferson Airplane, right?
Yes.
White Rabbit, you know, feed your head. That song has been playing at live events with red lights, and then started popping up during commercial breaks for the arena audience only on Raw and SmackDown. And then last week, QR codes started popping up in the background or on screen. Yeah. And if you pause it and scan the QR code, it takes you to these weird hidden videos and like little clues on WWE's website. And it's essentially a viral marketing game, like an ARG game. It's like what they did with the Dark Knight promotions way back in the day. Or if you want to go even further back, kind of like what they did with the Blair Witch promotions back in the day, where like they use the web to play up what's going on. It's got a video that includes like lots of like creepy imagery, various wrestlers. There's evidently they've been hiding little codes to like throw people off in the source code, like Malakai Black's WWE entrance music lyrics were hidden in the source code of last night's video, where it's no one is ever truly good. No one is ever truly evil. So like, we don't know who it's going to be. It's going to be the Fiend, but we don't know who it's going to be. I hope it's the Fiend. I genuinely hope it's the Fiend. One of the early front runners was maybe this is a new gimmick for Karrion Kross, because he had a White Rabbit gimmick in Lucha Underground. I thought that was silly. Triple H doesn't know what Lucha Underground was.
No, he brought over Pippi. I mean, have you seen what Ricochet has been doing?
He's not King Puma at all. Yeah. It's whatever's going on is really interesting and really cool. We just don't know when it'll hit, because the QR code that led to the first video teased a date, and that date was last Friday's SmackDown, and then nothing happened.
Yes.
And then this week's Raw didn't tease a date. So it's like, who knows what's going on? But honestly, it's exciting to not know what's going on. And this is 100% not something that would have happened under Vince McMahon's watch. Like, it's not his kind of thing.
But also, people are talking about WWE. It's interesting. It gives fans something to do, and it's not the same old, which gets me excited, because I've kind of fallen out with WWE as a fan.
Well, and I'll say this. WWE's already released White Rabbit merchandise.
They're all in on this.
Yeah, dude. There are two White Rabbit shirts. Hang on real quick. WWEshop.com.
I want this card to leave that's near me.
I will say this. Also, WWE Shop is now a Fanatics joint. So Fanatics is handling
Fanatics is just stuff. Dominating all sports memorabilia now.
They really seem to be. But yeah, there's a White Rabbit, there's a shirt and a sweater, or a long sleeve shirt, I guess, that have the White Rabbit image on it. And then there's also a shirt that has the Hangman drawing, like a game of Hangman. It says, "Who killed the world?" And the answer on the back is, "You did." Now, Bray Wyatt, as you remember, Matt, was the
eater. He had the whole world in his hands.
And he was also the eater of worlds. I wouldn't be opposed to him coming back as Bray Wyatt.
That would be fantastic.
I just want him to come back however he can come back. That's it.
Yeah. I saw so many people on Twitter saying, like, I know it's Bray Wyatt. Here's why. And it's like, no, you don't know anything. Like, we can all play the game. Like, I speculate it's this person. I think it's this person.
Yeah.
But the second you start saying, like, well, I have inside sources. No, you don't. You don't have inside sources.
Can I tell you about the other piece of exciting WWE news for me specifically?
Candice LeRae?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so exciting seeing Candice back in WWE. As I think we've discussed here before, I was at her first match and I was also at her last indie match. Mm-hmm. I've been a big fan of this woman for so many years, and I loved her in NXT. And I love her now. I want Indy to get called up to the main roster. I would love to see Candice and Indy tagging in the women's tag division on the main roster. That would be great.
Chris, there's real, like, the possibility, but there's also real women's tag team happening now.
I know.
It's weird how things change so quickly.
It's so fun, dude. Damage Control is my jam.
I am going to make fun of their name because it's a Marvel comic book that I really like.
Well, but they,
like,
spell it differently, though. They spell Damage Control.
Control, like on the keyboard.
Yeah, it's Damage Control Alt Delete.
I love that, like, team up of, like, Bailey, Io, and Dakota. Like, it's just, it works so well.
It works very well. But no, Matt, the thing I wanted to mention is that WWE has released a new product.
They tend to release a lot of products, and a lot of them tend to be pretty bad.
Yeah, but this one's awesome, Matt. WWE and Major League Baseball have signed a deal together where WWE is releasing custom WWE championships themed to every Major League Baseball team.
Okay.
They've released the first one. I'm linking you to it right now. It's the Yankees one.
Boo!
No, I agree. The Yankees suck. But look at the attention to detail on this belt.
Holy smokes, I want whatever
the Dodger one is.
If, like, I liked baseball, I would totally be into this.
Like, look at it, dude. It's got the Yankee pinstripes. It's got all the imagery. It's so good. And, like, if I can get a Dodgers version of that, let's go.
I would like a White Sox one to make my mom very upset because she's a diehard Cubs fan.
That's the spirit. You should get your mom a Cubs one as a gift.
I should.
Especially if they release, like, less than $550 versions of it.
I love
your mom.
I deal with my mom. I love collect. God, there's just so much, like, the city is right outside that wall, like, doing stuff, and it is,
Matt,
driving
the
me
city
nuts.
Is alive.
It's tattooed on my arm. The city hall building.
That's true. You guys, I just want you all to know it is tattooed on his arm.
This, my town's city hall is tattooed on my arm. No, I'd love to get one of those belts. I've always wanted, like, a nice replica belt. It's just, I feel that $500 price point is way too effing much. Way too much.
I think it's because it's a co-branded deal with MLB. The WWE has also teamed with I think the SEC to do college teams, and those are $499, which brings it down a bit. And then, of course, if you just want the standard WWE titles, they are still very expensive. But Matt, WWE also now has, and I'm serious when I say this to you, a title that costs, wait, hang on, I just had it up. Okay. This is the one. $1,499.
Why?
It is an Elite Series replica championship. What does that mean, you ask? Well, Matt, let me tell you.
There's a John Cena one that's almost $1,000.
Well, this is just like the straight up WWE title, the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm trying to see how much it weighs. It weighs 6 pounds, so it's 4 pounds shy of Billy Corgan's fake weight title. behold the glory of a top-tier WWE champion by elevating your title collection to the ultimate level with this Elite Series WWE Championship replica belt. Carefully constructed on individually selected top-grain leather, it features 383 princess-cut cubic zirconia, hand-set to shine just like the titles of your favorite superstars hold. A sight that will leave any collector in awe. This championship adds an air of authenticity, the kind of authenticity that only cubic zirconia can bring to any display or space it's featured in. Dedicated collectors throughout the WWE universe are sure to be amazed at its immaculate details and stunning craftsmanship and the cubic zirconia.
They're really plugging away. That's a hard plug for cubic zirconia, man-made diamonds.
I mean, I might have editorialized it a bit. Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. It's actually on sale at
$1,499.
Retail price, $2,000.
Mm.
For a not real championship belt. filled with cubic zirconia and zinc alloy plates.
There's some belts on here for like $200 that I feel.
Oh yeah, there's some affordable belts for sure. And yeah. WWE has a lot of like, honestly, a lot of sales when it comes to the belts usually.
Yeah, they do.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So you haven't seen wrestling really in the past couple weeks, so you don't really know a lot of what's going on, I'm guessing. You do know that Moxley beat Danielson to become a now three-time yes. AEW champion.
Yeah.
Great match. Great match. MJF is doing the MJ.
Have you MJF's seen, doing MJF thing.
But have you seen his new thing? Because he's the devil. So he calls the fans devil worshippers. And he has a new shirt that says, I am a devil worshiper. And devil is spell. It like is colored like the plaid of like the Burberry scarf.
It's I like that a lot.
It's very, very cute. Yeah, there's not like there's been obviously and those listening will know this. There's been literally no developments on all of the ridiculousness that went down with CM Punk. AEW has removed Omega, the Bucks, and Punk from the opening video packages for Dynamite and Rampage.
Oh, fun.
And per today, because, you know, the rumors were that Malakai Black was done with AEW and probably headed back to WWE to be with his wife. That is evidently not the case. Malakai Black has said he's still with AEW. And according to the sheets, Tony Khan is not giving anyone a release ever until the end of time. Like, it took that long. But Matt, I know that's not the most important wrestling story that you're wondering about.
No, it's not.
Matt, I sent you a screenshot of something I wanted to discuss today.
I don't remember that, but let me look at Slack.
Don't. I want you to be surprised right now.
Well, I can't because I got a ping and someone.
The hottest of hot topics. Ricky Starks has weighed in with his thoughts on pumpkin spice lattes.
In a story that I described to you as, did we write this on accident? Is this a Wrestle Buddies news piece? Because that's how dumb it is.
It's 100% a Wrestle Buddies story. And if we ever have Starks on, which I think we should, because I like Ricky Starks, we will talk about this. Mm-hmm. Ricky Starks took to Twitter a while ago. And just said, wanted to clarify, pumpkin spice is absolute trash. Now, I respect his opinion.
100%.
I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. However, Matt, this is where I kind of have to diverge a little bit.
Yes.
I like a grande pumpkin cream cold brew.
I had that for the first time the other day.
Uh-huh.
It was great. It's great.
It's just enough. It's not overly sugary. I tend to lessen the vanilla in it just because I like things bitter and sad. But like it's very good. And I like cold foam. I like that creamy cold foam.
Yeah.
But yeah, he evidently found an ally in this take in All Ego Ethan Page.
Of course, Ethan Page is anti-pumpkin spice.
Right. It makes perfect sense to me. However, someone asked why he feels that way.
That's an important follow-up as a journalist.
Yes. Matt, what he said is, it's like taking all the scents inside of a Yankee candle and putting it as a flavor on everything. Now, while I enjoy a pumpkin cream cold brew, where I will stand by this man and his take is that we have taken pumpkin spice to an ungodly place. We as in society.
Okay.
Society, like there is pumpkin spice everything. Is it though? Do we need pumpkin spice everything? Matt, hey. I have protein shakes that they offer in pumpkin spice flavor. And you know what? They're pretty good. But that's neither here nor there. Like there's pumpkin spice, lip gloss and pumpkin spice chapstick. I don't know why I chose two lip things right off the bat. That's just what came to mind. But like pumpkin spice You go to the store during the fall and they offer pumpkin spice variations of everything. There's pumpkin spice cookies, pumpkin spice. It's just, it's a lot.
Chris, here's the thing. Let me knock you down off your soapbox for a second.
Please.
First of all, point A, who cares?
That's a very good point, Matt. That is a
number
very
two,
good point.
No one's forcing you to pumpkin spice anything. You can still go to Starbucks and get regular coffee. You
Matt,
can still get
right.
regular lip balm. You can still get regular, what was the other lip thing you said? Lipstick?
Chapstick.
Chapstick. Lipstick. I'm a chapstick. No one is forcing anybody to get pumpkin spice. And that's why my stance on pumpkin spice is, hey, enjoy it if you like it. I don't care.
And Matt, that is where I'll stand with you. You're right. No one's forcing me to have it.
No.
But like, it's like, I personally don't mind the flavor in a lot of instances. Are you okay?
Chris, I'm getting to the bottom of this coffee. I'm drinking a Mexican coffee right now.
Okay.
We are at the bottom, which is heavy cinnamon and a little bit of brown sugar. And it is just, oh my God. Sorry.
Can I tell you about my coffee?
Let's talk about your coffee. This is a good episode.
It's pertinent to this conversation, Matt, because I made a Starbucks blonde roast. And then I make my coffee with fiber powder because I'm an old man. Chris, I put the fiber powder in.
I put Metamucil in water bottles.
There you go.
Same boat.
But then, Matt, I put a little bit of sugar-free pumpkin spice syrup into my coffee with the oat milk.
We've gone too far as a society with the pumpkin spice.
I did it. I won.
We as a society. And now let's go to my chaser is white Gatorade.
Wow. My chaser is clear water.
I've also got a water there. Gotta stay hydrated, guys. Mm-hmm.
But no, it's yeah, I understand and I respect his opinion that pumpkin spice sucks. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. And I like it in certain things. Like I think it is a genuinely decent flavor for hot coffee, hot coffee. I do not really care for an iced coffee because for me, pumpkin is like an autumnal flavor. And like, that's when the weather starts getting a little cooler.
The pumpkin flavor you get isn't even pumpkin flavor. It's like this much pumpkin flavor. That's the most minuscule amount. And then it's like mostly cinnamon and nutmeg.
I mean,
that's the issue with pumpkin spice.
I mean, it tastes like pumpkin to me.
There's pumpkin flavoring in there.
Yeah, it tastes like pumpkin. It tastes like the canned pumpkin that goes in pie, aka the best pumpkin.
Which is a lot of non-pumpkin stuff, too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's anyway. What I want. Yeah. I want everything. I just like, honestly, here's an idea. Let's outlaw pumpkin spice, but everyone gets a can of pumpkin filling, a pumpkin pie filling.
But you're going to make so many people upset there's no pumpkin spice anymore. So many young teenage girls are going to cry.
So many young teenage girls and, you might enjoy this or we enjoy wrestling's Eric Goldman.
I don't want to make Eric Goldman upset. I like Eric a lot.
Eric is a pumpkin spice devotee, and I respect him for it.
Eric and Matt, two great Matt Fowler. I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Two from the We Enjoy podcast.
The We Enjoy podcast. Great people in real life. Matt is
great people
undeniably one of the funniest dudes.
Also, former WrestlePeace Theater guests.
That's right. I forgot about that for a surprise for your birthday or something, probably.
I think you just surprised me because you just did it and didn't tell me what was going on.
I like to surprise friends with things. I mean, I surprised my friend for his 41st birthday last week.
I hope that went well.
He was super like his.
What's cool, I think, is that I have a 41st birthday coming up in a couple of months and I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Nothing.
I
surprised him at the airport and he was very shocked to see me once he realized it was me because I had a hat and mask on because, you know, you're flying in a tin can above, you know, 30,000 feet in the sky. Like,
I could be wrong, but I feel like there was a report from some sort of governing health body a couple of months ago that said that, like, once you're up in the sky, it's mostly fine. It's because the air is recycling at such a fast rate and being filtered, but when you're on the ground before takeoff and after landing and they shut that recycling off because it doesn't need to be pressurized anymore, that's when things can get dicey.
All right, well, I'm just going to continue wearing my mask the entire time because
me too.
it's not a big deal.
No, it's fine.
In the grand scheme of life, wearing a, the hour flight to Pittsburgh, not a big deal.
Oh, man, one full hour. That's crazy. That's crazy. So wait. Hey, oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Go. No, no, you go ahead, sir.
Well, I was going to talk about wrestling.
Oh, so was I.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Here's something I'm really excited about, Chris. In the Triple H era of wrestling that we are currently in, we've seen a lot of great changes.
I know what you're going to say.
Okay. My favorite one is there's Extreme Rules coming up on October 8th. Well, which next week we'll have a predictions episode for.
Yes, we will.
Chris,
I predict it's going to rock.
It's going to be great. There's more than one like stipulation match. There's more than one like Extreme Rules match.
And they're cool stipulation matches. Matt, the fight pit is coming to the main roster. What?
What's the fight pit?
Do you not know the fight pit? Bro.
No.
Dude, the fight pit was an NXT match. It was like Riddle I think Riddle and maybe Pete Dunne had the first NXT fight pit match. It was a product of the NXT COVID era.
Okay, see, I was not watching NXT during COVID.
Oh my God. Here, let me grab an image of the fight pit and share it with you. Because it looks dope. Essentially, it's like a cage around the ring, but then there's a standing platform above the ring, and that's where the referee stands. And I'm pretty sure you can only win by like knockout and submission.
But regardless, you know how like when we play like WWE Universe mode,
yeah, or
we
hit, playing hit, like hit GM that mode? Hit that link, Matt.
I'm hitting this link. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hit that second link, Matt.
Oh, this is silly. I like it a lot.
Like, it's cage fighting, and it's so dope. It's so dope. I'm very excited for this. And honestly, I've been enjoying the Riddle Seth Rollins feud, which I don't often get to say about Riddle.
Yeah.
So, like, this is great. Yeah, it's fun to me that there's several gimmick matches. Hold on, let me pull up the card real quick.
That's what I'm doing right here. I'm pulling it up right as we speak. I click that Extreme Rules. Edge and Finn Balor in an I Quit match.
Bianca and Bayley in a ladder match. Drew and Karrion in a strap match. And Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey in an Extreme Rules match.
Like, they're all gimmick matches for Extreme Rules should be a gimmick pay-per-view.
And I'm guessing no Roman Reigns.
We'll find out on Friday. I don't think there's anything built really. I mean, like,
well, because he's facing
Sami Zayn and Solo.
He's gonna face Logan Paul in Saudi
Survivor
Arabia.
Series.
No.
Oh, is that Survivor? Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel.
No, because Survivor Series, the main draw is War Games.
War Games.
Because Matt, also while we were gone, War Games came back.
Guys, I care about like Extreme Rules is a secondary B to C list pay-per-view. I would say C list at this point. Mm-hmm. This makes me want to watch it. Survivor Series, as much as I enjoyed it when it was originally Red versus Blue, I don't enjoy it.
That's
anymore.
Not what it was originally, though.
No, no, no. It was originally just like here's America versus Iraq and whoever else the foreigners just were.
Five on five elimination tag matches.
Yeah, but I mean, but having it be Red versus Blue gave it more purpose.
Yeah, it just became what Bragging Rights was originally.
Yes.
Remember the short-lived Bragging Rights pay-per-view?
Yep. Remember when NXT was a part of Survivor Series and that was the best year?
Yeah, because like, didn't Shawn Michaels and Triple H drive the DX tank into Raw or SmackDown with the NXT roster?
And I believe NXT won the overall pay-per-view too.
I believe you're right.
By a lot.
And what their prize was Triple H got control of the company.
Yeah, it just took a while.
Years later. Well, the show just aired in Lithuania. So, it takes
Congratulations
time.
Congratulations to everybody in Lithuania.
You've now seen a Survivor Series from 6 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, but let me look at Extreme Rules. Like, it's a pay-per-view I want to see with tons of out there stipulations and gimmicks.
Every match announced so far is a match I want to watch.
Yes.
That's it.
When's the last time that happened?
1999.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
I care about Karrion Kross.
I love Karrion Kross.
I didn't care about him his first run on the main roster, probably because he looked like a weird gladiator.
I was annoyed by his first run on the main roster because I loved him so much in NXT.
Yes.
I just want to point out that Karrion Kross's actual name is Kevin.
Kevin. Too many Kevins in WWE.
Also, Scarlett Bordeaux, Matt, that's not her real name.
Is it also Kevin?
No, it's Elizabeth. So she could technically be the new Miss Elizabeth. I'm just saying. Matt, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, you know? I've got the Macho Man Miss Elizabeth wedding playing in my head at this point. Do you take her to be your bride? Oh, yeah.
Do you take him to be your husband? Oh, yeah. What a time to be alive, man. Oh, God. That's so good. That's so anyways, good.
Come back next week. We'll have predictions for.
Oh, are we done?
I mean, I'm at the point where like I'm comfortable that this is a full episode and I will edit it.
All right. I mean, I could have sworn there was more wrestling to talk about.
Was there something
about.
Else you wanted to talk about? Maybe we forgot.
Candice LeRae's back. That's awesome.
We did mention that already.
Johnny Gargano's. But here's the thing. Johnny Gargano is feuding with Austin Theory. Candice LeRae is back. Indy Hartwell could be next. We are Chris, the short-lived Loomis. Team of Dexter Loomis is on Raw. I want so badly for Johnny Gargano to bump into his son-in-law backstage.
I saw a video online of Johnny and Kevin Panda Express together again. Yep. And it made me so happy.
Did you see the video of them walking backstage at Raw and they see like it's like before it's before their match, you know, that walk into the ring video before the match. And it's the two of them walking backstage and they see a security guard passed out on the floor and Gargano looks wildly confused and Kevin's just giggling to himself as he like explains as they keep walking. And it's all part of the Dexter Loomis storyline,
which is very wild.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something else that's changed while you were gone, Matt. Lord Pumpernickel and I watched every episode of The Miz and Mrs.
That's a show.
It's great. Fine. It's a blast. I love their parents. Their parents are hilarious. Marjo, the French-Canadian mom of Maurice, is a star.
My issue with Miz and Mrs. is all reality TV is scripted to some degree.
Okay, so this is fun. Lord Pumpernickel didn't really know about that. And I explained it to him and they were shocked. And then like we would point out in the series, like, yeah, that part's probably a setup. Yeah, that's probably a setup. That's probably real. That's probably a setup.
I feel like Miz and Mrs. for me is a little too scripted and set up for my liking. As far as reality TV goes,
I feel like there are big moments that are set up that are like, obviously these five things didn't all happen in a 20 minute span.
Yes.
But I love the reactions. I love how much the show humanizes Miz and Maurice. Mm-hmm. Like they just seem like Matt, as
they seem like people,
Matt, as I get older and things like chilling out at home become one of my favorite things to do. It's great to see like new parents, Miz and Maurice, like go out for the night and be like, oh man, we would much rather be at home than like at Ryan Cabrera's beer pong tournament with Dolph Ziggler.
And Alexa Bliss.
Oh, this is before Ryan and Alexa were together, but between season 2 and 3, they get together. So then in season 3, Alexa starts showing up when Ryan Cabrera comes over. Cause evidently Miz and Ryan Cabrera are longtime buddies. I'm assuming from MTV stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I enjoy that show. I hope it comes back for another season. I do not really enjoy Total Divas or Total Bellas or
Total Divas. I do like, I don't like the Bellas. Personally, their lifestyle is not something I can connect with. I don't like the hoity-toity lifestyle.
I think my issue with Total Divas and Total Bellas is none of them have the life I want, which is a chill, relaxed life where you're not having to go do so much of Miz and Mrs. is just about them doing stuff at home.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here for. How's that for wrestling talk?
That's a good wrestling talk. Make sure to come back next week for predictions.
More wrestling talk.
More wrestling talk. Predictions for Extreme Rules after that week, we'll be back on track with lovely, wonderful, beautiful episodes. Like today's was a beautiful episode.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Our last episode was about the Papa Shango versus Ultimate Warrior feud.
Yes.
I posted this on Twitter. I sent it to Matt. I have discovered that Mattel released a 2-pack of action figures to commemorate this feud. And now my only goal in life is to find it at a reasonable price for Matt.
I want it. I'm going to look at eBay right this second. We're just going to.
I saw some for like 80, some for 90, and I saw one for like 40. But that was forbid. So if any of you out there have a wrestling action figure hookup, let them know.
$47.
That's the one I found that was cheaper. Let them know that the Wrestle Buddies podcast is looking to procure 2 sets of the Papa Shango Ultimate Warrior 2-pack, one for Matt, one for myself. Once upon a time, I had this goal of getting as many action figures of stuff we've talked about as possible. I think that might be something I look into.
Hey, I got a question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about No Holds Barred next week?
Okay. Next week or the week after?
Week after, sorry.
We might as well, since we got those sweet No Holds Barred toys.
And because I love that movie, legitimately, so.
I haven't seen it since I saw it the first time a long, long time ago.
Oh, man.
Is this the locked in a hotel room doing cocaine movie?
Yep.
Oh, man. Can't wait. Right. I will rewatch.
I'll go back to our watching a wrestling movie and talking about it. We'll never get to Darren Aronofsky's The Wrestler because it's just too serious.
But like, man, Marissa Tomei is good looking in that flick.
She's good looking in every flick.
That's you're very true.
Very, very, very beautiful woman. That's we'll leave it with very, very beautiful woman. hey, go rate us and review us on the Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher Podcast, whatever, Spotify Podcast. Hey, Chris, any final words?
Stay safe, Florida.
Stay safe, Florida. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.